When it comes to solving the housing shortage faced across both Canada and the world, there's no single answer. A quick fairy tale solution would be nice, but no simple fix is on the table. In responding to the significant housing scarcity in the Bow Valley, all options need to be looked at in providing homes for residents. While it's easy to shirk away from potential fixes, difficult conversations need to be had to find answers. Banff Council took a step forward in approving its temporary moratorium on bed and breakfast business licenses as they wait to render a decision on an updated policy on tourist accommodation housing. By hitting the pause button and awaiting the policy to return to council later this year, Banff Council has successfully slowed down the process of making an impactful decision for the community. The temporary moratorium proposal came forward from Cowan. Barb Pelham shortly after a bed and breakfast application was applied for in May to convert a basement in a single-family home to tourist accommodation. The move could lead to the person already living there having to find new housing in an already overcrowded rental market. She previously pointed out that since 2019, 14 applications have come forward to Banff's Municipal Planning Commission and led to the loss of 20 housing units. In a community where there's already a shortfall of 700 to 1,000 housing units, the loss of even a handful of bedrooms can be catastrophic to an already stressed worker and housing shortage. The moratorium is part of a greater discussion at possibly lowering the existing bed and breakfast quota of 65 to 36, including 15 set aside for designated municipal heritage buildings. The change, if ultimately approved by council, wouldn't happen overnight. It would be the exact opposite, with existing bed and breakfasts grandfathered in and only losing licenses if their permits were revoked, the bed and breakfasts closed or were sold. At its core, it'll have zero impact on existing bed and breakfast owners unless they chose to leave the tourist accommodation game or violate rules. While bed and breakfast owners undoubtedly feel targeted or used as a scapegoat in hoarding potential housing, they have pointed out it'll likely lead to increased costs for guests who will have fewer options for accommodation. In a community nearly entirely reliant on tourism and visitation, it's not an aspect to bat an eye at, but with housing the top issue for Banffites, it's a question of which route will have the greatest aid for residents. When the bed and breakfast policy returns to council, it'll have already gone through the bed and breakfast working group as well as recommendations from the Municipal Planning Commission and the Banff Heritage Corporation. If it makes it through first reading, it'll no doubt have extensive comments from the public before potentially moving to second or third readings. When a decision is ultimately made, whether it be later this year or early next, a full spectrum of public engagement will have taken place. But with Banff Council's main goal of increasing the housing supply, it needs to be creative in finding answers. Though there's no guarantee it'll add a swarm of housing to the market, likely only a trickle in coming years and decades, it will gradually add new housing units to an already overburdened market. However, the long-term positive ramifications for the community could serve to chip away at the necessary housing needed for residents. With the townsite capped by federal legislation at building both up and out, all options need to be explored when finding solutions.